Chapter 10 Frintle the young hog had already crept out of Cavern Hall for a quick outing. She was about to pop out of the main door when Skipper Rogus, coming in from the orchard, caught her. He sent the young hog maid back to Cavern Hall, where she would have to wait with the others until the breakfast bell sounded. Frintle went back, but only after she had gossiped with a few of the kitchen helpers. Twink roused himself from the mossy ledge, which he and Bisky had occupied overnight. He yawned, gazing around at the Dibbons and young ones, most of whom were still asleep in the quiet warmth. Frintle was chuckling to herself as she stole back into the temporary dormitory. Dwink's voice startled her.
"Where have you been, missy?"
Picking up her blanket, Frintle began folding it.
"Oh, I just went outdoors for a stroll. It's a lovely morning, nice and bright."
Humphrey Spickle entered, rubbing his eyes. He smiled dozily at the hog maid.
"Good morning, Frintle."
She pursed her lips primly.
"Not for you, it ain't, Master Spickle. Father Abbott wants to see you, and not after breakfast, but soon as you're up and about. Sister Violet just told me."
Humphrey sat back, nursing his head in both paws.
"Spikes and Spickles, suppose I'm in for it?"
Bisky hopped down from the ledge, bringing Dwink with him.
"Never mind, mate. We'll go along with you and put in a good word, if we get a chance."
Abbott Glisson had decided to see Humphrey out in the orchard. The gorgeous spring morn and the bright blossoming trees did little to allay his dismay. Glisson turned to the group of elders who had joined him, shaking his head sadly.
"Oh, dear, I detest having to sit in judgment on others, especially young uns. I don't like it at all."
Humphrey's grandsire, Corksnout Spickle, sat down on an upturned barrow.
"You're too soft-hearted, Father. Best leave this to me. I was supposed to see the young rip down in my cellars earlier on, but young Frintle said he was sleeping sound. So if you'll allow me, I'll have a stern word with him."
Glisson smiled gratefully.
"Thank you, sir. I'm obliged."
Brother Tyrillus sniffed, issuing a disapproving sound. The Laird Bosey, who was also in attendance, held out a spotless scented kerchief.
"Here, my friend, blow your snout if you've got your snuffles."
He watched Tyrillus stalk off stiffly, then winked at Glisson.
"Was it something that I said?"
Humphrey plodded into the orchard, flanked by Bisky and Dwink. He bowed to the abbot, who pointed to Corksnout.
"I think it's your grandfather who wants to hear what you've got to say for yourself, young un."
Corksnout glared at Humphrey.
"Well?"
Dwink immediately spoke out.
"It was my fault. I said that he could sleep in our dormitory last night, because of how bad the weather was. It's a long walk to that gatehouse, through all the wind and rain, and all that."
His voice trailed off, so Bisky cut in.
"I told him to stay indoors too, sir. He might have caught a cold and the sniffles, you see."
Corksnout's gaze moved from one to the other.
"I ain't speaking to either of you two. So, young Humphrey, what's your excuse for leaving the main outer gate open and unguarded last night, eh?"
Humphrey shuffled his foot paws, mumbling.
"The gate was shut and barred when I left it, sir."
Samuelus added.
"He's probably right. It must have been the intruders that opened it."
Humphrey took a grip of himself. Standing up straight, he spoke out loud and clear.
"Maybe it was, but that's no excuse. 'Tis my job as gatekeeper to guard that gate. Well, I didn't, so I'll have to ask you to accept me apologies. Won't happen again, sir."
Formal Gulub Gorpaw nodded approvingly.
"Well, speaking, sir, what do we say is corky?"
The burly cellar hog stroked his chin.
"Well said, right enough.